Chapter 21. Harvest Time. For a year, Jo and her professor worked and waited. They met together at times and wrote long letters. The second year, they still did not have much money. Then Aunt March died suddenly. The family loved her in spite of her sharp tongue. But all were surprised to find she left her large home and land to Jo. "You can sell it for a good deal of money," Lori said. Jo shook her head. "I won't." Everyone was surprised. It was such a large house to take care of, especially with the garden and orchard. But Jo explained that she wanted to open a school for boys. "It will be a happy, home-like school with me to take care of them and Fritz to teach them," she said. Her parents liked the idea. Mr. Lawrence agreed. "It's a wonderful idea," he said. "Tell us about it." Jo told them that she had always wanted to take care of poor, lonely boys with no mothers. When she had told Fritz about it, he said it was just what he would like to do. "It's the perfect place for boys. The house is big and the furniture is strong. They could help in the garden and orchard," Jo said. "But how will you pay for everything?" Lori asked. "If the boys have no family, you will not make any money." Jo said, "Don't be silly. I will have some rich boys come first. Then I can take in some poor boys. Rich people's children sometimes need special care, too." That year, things happened quickly. Before she knew it, Jo was married, and they moved into Plumfield, her aunt's home. Then came 6 or 7 boys, some poor as well as rich. It was hard work, but Jo was happy. As the years went by, she had 3 boys of her own. It was a house full of boys. Each of the March girls were happy with their own lives. At the harvest celebration, Mrs. March told Jo, "I think your harvest will be a good one." "Not as good as yours," Jo said. "We can never thank you enough for your patient sowing and reaping of us." Mrs. March held out her arms and gathered her children and grandchildren to her. "My girls, however long you live, I can never wish you greater happiness than this."